This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the country's defense minister will be replaced this week. VOA's Joe Ramsey reporting.
Rustem Umerov, a Crimean Tatar lawmaker, will replace Defense Minister Oletsky Reznikov, according to a post on Zelensky's Telegram account. The president said new leadership was needed after Reznikov went through more than 550 days of full-scale war. Later in his nightly address, Zelensky said he believes, quote, the ministry needs new approaches and different formats of interaction both with the military and with society. Umerov is a 41-year-old politician with an opposition party and has served as head of the State Property Fund of Ukraine since September 2022. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
The charity Doctors Without Borders has called on the international community to prevent a catastrophic humanitarian disaster in Chad as an influx of refugees from neighboring Sudan overwhelms aid groups' ability to cope. In this report, Henry Wilkins.
In August, Doctors Without Borders, also known as MSF, short for its French name Médecins Sans Frontières, called on the international community multiple times to give money to alleviate the Sudan crisis triggered by its civil war that started in April. They say that some refugees have gone 5 weeks without food aid and that there is now a malnutrition crisis in eastern Chad. According to the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, the international community has donated just 26% of the funding needed to deal with the crisis. Many humanitarian organisations in eastern Chad say they are hamstrung as a result. Henry Wilkins, VOA News, Adre, Chad.
And this is VOA News. Ukraine said Monday Russian drones fell and detonated the territory of NATO member Romania during an overnight attack on Ukrainian port infrastructure and the Danube River, but Bucharest categorically denied the report. Reuters could not independently verify either account of what could represent a dramatic turn in Russia's 18-month war with Ukraine. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that he is seeking strong steps, including deportation, after street demonstrations turned violent in Tel Aviv. Rival Eritrean factions fueled a riot over their homeland's politics with scores of injuries and damage to the community. VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
Sunday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu convened a special committee to discuss asylum seekers and migrants.
What happened yesterday crossed a red line. This is rioting. It is bloodshed. It is savageness that we cannot accept. We are seeking strong steps against the rioters, including the immediate expulsion of those who took part. It's hard for me to understand why we would have a problem with those who declare that they support the regime. They certainly cannot claim refugee status.
Netanyahu noted that Israel's Supreme Court earlier struck down some legislative measures designed to coerce the migrants to leave. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Currently, the odds seem high for election rematch between the incumbent vice president, I should say U.S. president, Joe Biden, and his predecessor, Donald Trump. However, some politicians are leaving the door open to entering the race, especially after Trump's recent indictments.
Several polls show that as of now, he isn't losing any supporters. In fact, many of his contenders for the 2024 presidential Republican nomination have said they'd back him if he were to win it. One of them is Vivek Ramaswamy, who told ABC's This Week that he supports Trump even as he disagrees with some of the choices the latter made while in office.
I think that many of these prosecutions against Donald Trump are outright, downright politicized persecutions through prosecution that set an awful precedent for our country. I do not want to see us become a banana republic where the administrative police state uses police force to eliminate opponents from competition.
Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
The United Arab Emirates created a federal authority to potentially run the national lottery and what it describes as commercial gaming, likely a sign that it is on the verge of allowing gambling as major casino operators flock to the Gulf Arab nation. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.